Shaka Trumas Parabay Mishnah Dalit Ain Torme May Mit Al Sha Ain Omino. It is forbidden to take up Truma for one type of food to cover for a different type of food. Somebody had two different types of produce and he had not taken off the Truma of Miser from either of them. You can't take off Truma from one and have that cover for both types of produce, as you have to take off Truma from each type of produce separately. Then Taram Ain Truma for Truma. If he did go ahead and take out Truma for one type of produce to cover for a different type of produce, even B'dieved, he would not be a Truma. Kol Menchitim Echad. All different types of wheat are considered the same type of produce. Even though there's reddish wheat, there's white wheat, it's all considered the same type of produce, and he can take out Truma from one to cover for the other. Kol Menchitim Ugrogros is Vela Echad. The Taram Mizal is that all different types of figs, and dried figs, and pressed figs, it's all considered the same type of produce. Even though some figs are black and some figs are white, you can take off Truma from one to cover for the other. Chomakon sheyesh kohen, torem mina yafa. For chomakon sheyesh kohen, torem mina miskan. Anytime there's a coin available, so that when you take off the Truma, you can give it to the coin immediately. In that case, you would take off Truma from the best of the produce. As Allah said, you're supposed to take off Truma from the best. And since the coin is available, to give it to him right away, you would always take off from the best. If there's no coin available immediately to give him the Truma, in such a case, it's preferable to take off the Truma from the produce that will last the longest, as you don't want the Truma to spoil before you have a chance to give it to the coin. Rabbi Huda Omer Lo'olam Hu Torem Min HaYafa. Rabbi Huda said, no matter what, you always take off Truma from the best, even if there's no coin available to give it to him immediately, and it might spoil before you give it to him. Even so, according to Rabbi Huda, the Gzeiris HaKasuv, you take off Truma from the best. As the Torah says, Barimchem is chelbo. If you take off Truma from the chelav, chelav always refers to the best produce, and therefore, since it's a Gzeiris HaKasuv to take off the Truma from the best, it doesn't make a difference whether a coin is available to give it to him immediately or not. Sacha Truma is Parabeis Mishnah Hei, Tormen Basel Katan Shalom. Lochetzi Basel Gadol. Somebody who has to take off Truma from onion, and he has a whole onion that's small, and it's a lesser grade of onion. And he also has a larger onion, but it's only a half, it's not a whole onion, and it's a higher grade of onion than the whole onion. Tanakhama says you should take off Truma from the whole onion, not from the half onion. As we're talking about, where there's no coin available to give the Truma to immediately. And a whole onion lasts longer than a half onion, so therefore, you should take off Truma from the whole onion, even though it's a lesser quality than the half onion. Rabbi Huda Omer Lo Ki Elachesi Basel Gadol. Rabbi Huda said, that's not the case. Instead, you should take off Truma from the half onion, which is larger than the whole onion. Since the half onion is a better grade of onion than the whole onion, you should take off Truma from that one, even though it might not last until you find a coin to give it to. This is the same achlokas that we had in the previous Mishnah. The Tanakhama holds that if the coin is not available, you should take off Truma from the produce that will last the longest, while Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though the coin is not available, you should take off the Truma from the better quality produce. Rabbi Yehuda also said, somebody who has two types of onion, but he has to take off Truma from. Has the onions from Bnei HaMedina, from the city people. That type of onion is a higher quality onion. And he also has onion from the Kaifrim, from the villages, which is a lower quality onion. He should take off Truma from the onions of the Bnei HaMedina to cover for the onions of the Kaifrim, but he shouldn't take off Truma from the onions of the Kaifrim to cover for the onions of the Bnei HaMedina. And Rabbi Huda explains the reason. Because the onions of the Bnei HaMedina is a higher quality onion, it's eaten by the politikin. The politikin are the people that are in the palace of the Melachim. Those people eat the highest quality produce, and that's the type of onion that they eat. They eat the onions of the Bnei HaMedina. So we see that the onions of the Bnei HaMedina is a higher quality produce, and Rabbi Huda holds, no matter what, we always take off Truma from the higher quality produce, even though there's no coin available, so therefore you should take off Truma from the onions of the Bnei HaMedina to cover with onions, other kind.